I'd like to call this meeting to order for March 4th, 2013. Mr. Finley, you want to pray for us?
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning just again thanking you for the blessings you give us, for the great country you live in. We pray to Lord for wisdom for our leaders and in the country and the state and county level here, to Lord, that you just give them guidance, and as they make decisions, that to be decisions be pleasing to you and uplifting your kingdom, Lord. We pray for those that may need your healing hand, your heart of compassion, and we know that you always look over those that are in harm's way, to Lord. We pray for those that may be at home, for the soldiers that are away and their families at home. Again, we thank you for the blessings you give us and pray that you just give us guidance in all we do. These things we ask in your name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you. Did you have any remarks? Agenda request review.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Number one.
Did you already give us the...
I'm not sure about... numerous people come in and speak on that issue. I don't know whether we want to put that on Thursday morning or not. Why don't we wait till Ron gets back on Thursday and make a decision on that?
Well, do we decide to do that, or do we decide just let her come in for public comment? And
anybody can come in for public
comment. That's what I mean. So I didn't know if...
The problem is if we put it on the agenda, then they... want us to respond. I mean, they're voicing their opinion about the library tax. That's basically what they're doing. They come in and make public comment. I'm not wanting to get into that issue with them asking us questions and stuff. So that's the way we'll approach that. If it'd be all right with the commission, that's the reason I thought Ron ought to be here.
Okay.
So, you might give her a call back or something and tell her that she's welcome to come in and speak on it.
Okay. Number two.
And when you do that, just make sure that they're aware that for public comment, the commission, our policy is we don't make any comment back. So.
Okay.
Number two, he's got a county employee, looks like. I'd say that we'll take that up in, is it about a PSR request, so we'll take it up in personnel executive session.
You want to do that on Thursday where we have it listed already, or do you want to?
Yeah, let's do that. We've already got that covered on Thursday.
Okay.
Under executive session.
Do we want to move that executive? I know there's no specific time, but at the bottom of the 9:15 line.
Yeah, that wouldn't hurt anything. Yeah, because we don't want to go out and come back.
For nightly rental, right. Noise nuisance ordinance and board adjustments. Okay.
Road and Bridge, you might check with Randy and see. He usually has. Either personnel property agreement or something. He may want to put something under executive session, either under contracts, personnel, or might put all four of those on there, or just ask him if this is just the update. I know this is about the roads, but there may be some contract issues brought up in that same conversation. So you might call Road and Bridge, ask him if he wants to put an executive session on the end of his. But I believe Brandon's right on that other deal. I believe we need to move that executive session down to the bottom line of...
underneath the Missouri American Water Company Dam Sharing Agreement?
Right.
Anything else?
That's it.
Thank you. On the previous meeting minutes.
Brendan, I think I don't think we need a motion, but I think we'll wait till Ron comes through and does his redlining on those. There's some things that he catches throughout those. I've read through them, but we make the marks and corrections, and he always has one or two.
You'd feel more comfortable if he was able to look.
Comfortable if he would review them before we approve just one set of minutes.
Okay.
What is the date on those?
February 11th.
February 11th, and we're just waiting to approve those Thursday when he gets here. You know how he likes to hand scratch around on those minutes and make the.
Actually, that's the only one.
Comments that he makes on those, so we don't need to make a motion. We'll just wait and approve those Thursday.
Just move those to Thursday. And accounts payable and warrants.
Motion for approval of accounts payable checks 33-26-96 to 33-27-53, 33-27-54
to 33-27-62, and warrants 57-55. We have a motion to approve checks 33-26-96 through 33-27-62 and warrants 5755. Any discussion? Second that. Now we have a motion to approve checks 33-26-96 through 33-27-62 and warrants 5755. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Pages are just the thank you.
Now, do these go back upstairs for Nikki when she comes in, or where is it? Where do you want to take these, or how do they?
I don't know.
I think they go back upstairs.
Yeah, I can get her to the
office. Right, she's not here today, is she? Yeah, for today. No, we can't because it's not agendized, so we'll have to adjourn. No.
Should have one more.
I've signed two of them. Is there another one?
Yeah, you should have one.
No. I don't even know if that's my board. Wonder why there is three now instead of two. Didn't make me any difference on the signatures, but there's three copies instead of two now.
Seems lighter. And that is all we have for today.
Seeing no other business agendized, I make a motion that we adjourn for the day.
Second, we have a motion to adjourn. Discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.